This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the first full week of the new accounting quarter here, and in the coming days, we'll be able to see profits and losses for some of the biggest banks in the U.S., including J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has been looking at some forecasts.
It's not like the big banks are doing all that poorly, but the last quarter just wasn't something to get too excited about.
I expect that earnings are going to be fairly lackluster.
Nancy Bush runs NAB Research, which analyzes the banking industry.
This does not imply that we're back to 2007. It's just that earnings have stopped going up on a year-over-year basis.
Not all banks performed equally. Wells Fargo is expected to post better results than its rivals, says Morningstar analyst Jim Sinegal.
The banks that are sticking to the bread and butter of borrowing and lending should be doing the best, and the banks that are a little more involved in Wall Street-type activities will be doing worse.
Some analysts anticipate a bump in economic activity this spring with an increase in home and car sales that could boost the bottom line at banks in the months ahead. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.